This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's start and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about what happened Saturday. A cop killed four innocent human beings, and then a human being went out and killed four cops. Have you heard about that?
I have not, no. What happened?
Well, in DePere, Missouri, this cop, they suspect she was driving drunk, a Sunset Hills police officer driving the wrong way on Doherty Ferry Road. Crashed into a car and with five people in it, mm-hmm. and killed the four passengers and the critically injured the driver. So wow. There's a cop.
Did the cop survive?
Yeah, the cop went to the hospital too. She, I believe, was in critical condition, but the four passengers were killed in the other vehicle that the cop crashed into when going the wrong way, mind you, on Doherty Ferry
nice.
Road. So there's...
That's when you know you're really wasted.
Yeah, well, they're not alleging yet. They're still investigating whether alcohol was a factor. They don't.
Oh, so they're not sure? They think she might have just been going the wrong way down the road for fun?
At quarter or two in the morning.
Yeah,
anyway, then... a human being out in Oakland, California, did you hear about this? Gunned down four cops.
No, what was that about?
The guy was wanted on a parole violation. He was required to report to his parole officer and to go get a job. And he couldn't find a job, and he says that he went to report to his parole officer who wasn't there.
Hmm.
And so there's this warrant out for him. I mean... Hey, the thing is, if he can't find a job, that's the government's fault anyway. The government sets the unemployment rate as precisely as the government sets the tax rates by deciding, you know, how much,
how strict
to have the zoning restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
They impose zoning restrictions to say, no, you can't build a factory here.
The more regulations, the more the unemployment. And California, I think that's where you said it happened, is one of the most regulated, most taxed places. And so it's no surprise that they've got, what, last I heard, 1 in 10 is unemployed in California.
He got pulled over on a routine traffic stop. They still haven't figured out what the cop pulled him over for, driving while black, of course. And the guy decided enough was enough. He's got nothing to lose, you see.
Mm.
Not that he was fighting back against the injustice of, you know, the original crimes. It's that he took out the two cops there, and then somebody told the police where the guy was hiding, and they sent a SWAT team, and he was able to take out two more cops before going to heaven. See, resistance to violence is obedience to God.
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. As always, 800-259-9231. The opinions of Tom are not necessarily the opinions of those hosts on this show.
I think that anybody can go to heaven.
Yeah, well, what I mean by that is that Tom alludes at some points in some calls to the idea of killing cops, and he doesn't ever come out and say that he thinks it's something that people should do, but at the same time, he doesn't exactly...
He says resistance to tyrants is service to God, and I can't disagree
that's
with him.
True.
That
Jefferson
that's
said
the
same thing, essentially, paraphrasing.
You know, if you're out there enforcing bad laws. Now, I don't know what was going on in any of these circumstances, but if you're enforcing bad laws, then, you know, you're going to, the people are going to be mad, and it's,
right.
Like, bad things are going to happen.
That's the point that should be made, not that you should, you know, start shooting government bureaucrats, because that's going to just result in your demise, as happened to that guy.
And, of course, sometimes when you phrase it as a human being killed cops, and cops killed human beings, as if there's some distinction between the cops and the human beings, they're all human beings, it just depends who's got the power over whom.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, though. It's an interesting distinction to draw, because usually it's drawn the other way, where the cops look down on the rest of us as little peons in comparison to their specialness. We should be in awe of them. But your point is right, Mark, that this is what people that are in the government need to come to understand, is that the further you push people, the more regulations you put on them, the more controls, the more absurdities, the more possibilities to violate a probation, which is what that guy was dealing with, just the insanity of the probationary system. The more of this you pile on to people, the more likely someone is going to do what that guy did. The more likely someone's going to do what what was it, in Michigan or something, where some guy walked into a city council meeting and just started firing at the city council.
It's happened in a couple of occasions.
Killdozer.
Look at Draga in New Hampshire.
Yeah, so the more likely this stuff is going to happen. I don't want violence to occur. I think that we should be able to achieve a peaceful, voluntary society through completely peaceful means. But the reality is, if you keep pushing people with all of this force, and that's all that government is. Government is just force. You know, it's not eloquence. It's force. And so you just keep pushing people, and some of them are going to crack.
Yeah, it's so true.
And they're going to hurt somebody.
And, you know, you guys have all brought up very good, and the caller did too. You know, you all brought up great points, talking about all of these layers that are accrued on people that, A, restrict their opportunities to be gainfully employed because there are zoning restrictions and minimum wage laws and regulations on businesses. So you don't have a market that could be as accepting of low-skilled workers. Then you've got, as you said, you've got these opportunities that the police take to have these laws that they're gonna nail people on, and then you've got the legislature passing more laws.
I don't want to take the power out of this guy's hands, even though he's dead now and he can't take anything out of his hands. In that, I believe that you can get a job if you want a job. You can do it if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yeah,
if you decide that you're going to let the things get in the way, the government does put a lot of things in the way. So, you know, I think there's two sides to that coin. I'm living proof, man. I mean, maybe I had a few more advantages than some convicts who got out of prison, and I took advantage of those advantages. I lived with my mom instead of going to some kind of halfway house out there. But it's been done. It'll be done again and again, and you can do it.
Yeah.
We continue with your phone calls. Talk to, I believe we have Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
It's on your mind, Tom.
I just wanted to extend the economic discussion. What's happening with the Bank of England is that they're actually tripling their money supply.
Whoa.
They've been doing this over three different operations. The last one was reported last week. Basically, we're doing the same thing with our Federal Reserve, and the Treasury is printing out money on orders from the Fed. What's really interesting that no one has mentioned is the fact that just today, the Bank of China, or the central bank in China, is calling for, you know, a new reserve currency.
Yeah, we were just looking at that.
Which is not going to be, you know, the U.S. dollar, which sort of was the post-war reserve currency.
Right, and wasn't Russia, the Boris, whoever the hell it is over there? Russia was calling for it, too.
And also Iran is. And Iran has a lot of petrodollars. So basically, in order to go over the special drawing rights of the IMF was introduced after the Bretton Woods, and that was basically sort of like a metacurrency. It was based on four currencies, the U.S. dollar, the yen, the euro, and the pound sterling. And that's over the last 5 to 10 years. That's basically what we have. Now, what China's doing, they're calling for expanding it, as is Russia and as is Iran. So what they want to do is have a special rights drawing currency, or what they call a bill, that will actually sort of like refloat values. And
they want it to be
with China. China has tremendous dollars, and what Hillary Clinton discussed with her trip to China was basically the fact that China's very concerned about the dollars they have.
Right. She was
begging
them.
The U.S. won't redeem them in gold yet.
Yeah, she was begging them. She was begging them not to turn in their treasuries and to continue buying the bonds.
Correct. Even though there's no interest on the bonds, it's a zero rate of return as is with the Bank of England. So it's a very interesting.
What do you think is going to happen, Frank? And
here's what I think will happen: China will demand payment in gold, as will the other countries. And
where's that gold going to come from?
The gold, just as FDR did in the Great Depression. And
hang on, Frank. We'll bring you back. I want to find out where that gold's going to come from. If China's going to demand payment in gold, was that part of the...
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features that we give away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Enjoy ours free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of Free Talk Live. The owner of there, Jason Osborne, is a huge supporter of Liberty. Great guy.
Yeah.
And, quite a thinker when it comes to economics.
Holy crumb.
We've been talking about here. So if you've got a business and you're sick and tired of dealing with your own collections, talk to SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we continue to go back to Frank in New York. Frank, we are talking about this idea of a global currency, which is one that has been floated in recent days, I mean within the last week, by Russian government people and now China throwing it out there. And I'd asked you, Frank, what do you think is going to happen? You said you believe China is going to call back its, what was it, treasury notes?
Well, here's what I think will happen. They've made a deal with the U.S. not to cash in over the next 4 to 6 months the $2 trillion they're holding in T-bills. But here's what I think they're going to do. China also has a huge amount of gold that's being mined that's kept out of the world economy because the gold is controlled by the World Bank and also the International Monetary Fund. They have a specific committee that regulates that. What it means is whenever any new gold enters the system, it has to be refined through one of the foundries, and usually they're in Switzerland, and these are all regulated by the central banks. Basically, the central banks can determine if new gold can enter the system. Now, what's really interesting is Russia has a huge amount of gold. They call this sort of like unregistered gold. It's kept out of the international economic system, but the point is it actually exists. It doesn't have the seals on it, the stampings that, specific foundry would put on it. So I think what's going to happen with all of this gold that's existing and that people now, you know, would like to see into the system, I think pressure will be applied by Russia and China on the central banks, and I think they're going to allow for more real gold to enter the system. But at the same time, they have this huge amount of, you know, derivatives and toxic debt in the United States and Europe. And in order to get that out of the system, it has to be held. And the real trick is this. I mean, here's what I think will happen. The U.S., the money that's going to the insurance companies and to the banks,
the trillions of dollars,
going in to pay for the FDIC insurance, which is about 1.5% of all deposits. That's what's really needed. That's the bank account of the little person, your checking account, this thing. So here's what I think will happen. Ultimately, when the banking system collapses, the money in the banks will be, you know, taken over, and that'll be it. It'll be gone. And since this was sort of written...
Wait, you mean they're just going to clear out people's bank accounts?
Yeah, because the FDIC insurance is only 1.5%. Only 1.5% of all deposits. That's all they have. Instead of putting all of these trillions of dollars into paying for FDIC insurance, which is what they should do, and then let the big banks fail. And then the bank accounts of the other banks would be taken over by others. So the little person would at least be protected. That's not what's happening. In fact, very little of this money is going into the FDIC, which is insures our accounts up to...
Can you run that by me again? Maybe one of you guys had understood that, because I'm a little bit lost.
Well, I'm of a slightly differing opinion. I think that if this occurs, the first thing you're going to see is the United States government trying to monetize its debt, but... They've been doing that now.
They've been attempting to monetize the debt.
That's absolutely right, and it's gonna get even worse. I believe it will proceed apace, and we're going to see not
just
inflation.
Do you remember Gresham's law in economics and money in banking?
Bad money pushes out
good money out of circulation.
Right, exactly.
And the good money is going to be the money that's backed by either a basket of currencies or a basket of commodities or a basket of bullion. It may not be an ounce of gold or this, it may be a hundredth of an ounce. But
right.
The point is, it will have that in it.
It will have the tie. And it's going to have some sort of tie, or they're going to have to fool a lot of people the way they did up until they pulled us out of the Bretton Woods Agreement and they went back in the 70s under Nixon and finally admitted,
remember,
hey, we've got
when
no
that
gold.
Happened, when that happened in 1969, That's when they created the special drawing rights, which was the basket of currency that I alluded to earlier
yes,
in our conversation.
Yes, and on that point, I think this is. I think you made some make some excellent points, Frank. And I think your predictions are pretty much along what I think is going to happen. And this sign from China that they want to have this new currency. The key thing to mention, which has not been mentioned yet, is that is in that article from the Financial Times, is that they want it to be directed under the IMF. They want the IMF to be the one that creates the currency.
That's true, because China now has the Bank of China, the central bank does have a significant position on the board of the IMF, which wasn't the case 20 years ago.
So they would be the biggest player in
right.
the new global currency?
Well, they will be, because ultimately they're holding the biggest amount of money. They've already, they're already 23% of one of the Rothschild banks, which
yes.
has never happened before. Those were always kept among the family members. They never allowed any other partners. But China,
the point you never reiterated, or I guess maybe I didn't understand if you did, was the idea that the Chinese are going to basically try to cash in, was it treasury notes with the U.S.?
Well, they could easily do that, and they could drop the U.S. They could, in a sense, really crash the Fed. And
right.
they're not doing that. I mean, they're very wise. They have a long-term perspective. If they would do that, all of the contracts that still exist on the books with Walmart and all of the manufacturing companies like Westinghouse that are having generators built in China would all cease to exist.
Why?
And China would... China
why would they? Why would those contracts cease to exist?
Well, because the money, the system would break down. It's exchange. It's income. It's the circularity of international currency and money. And, you know, this is basically it.
So because if the contract was written in dollars, denominated in dollars, and now dollars crash
right.
and burn, then what does a contract mean
well,
anymore? How do you define
it? We have certain things, too, that if the banking system or if something goes wrong, that the disenforeseen or this or that, that it voids the contract. So China's very smart. They know their money is probably going to be good in the long run. Plus, they have over 40 million more people in the last
and their
2 months.
Their economy is growing.
Unemployed in China.
Thank you, Frank, for the call. Yeah. Always interesting to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I get a little lost in all the numbers and the terminology there.
But, you know, one of the key things that I wanted to mention about this is that when you see this sort of a proposal, the idea here is constantly grow the size of control, expand the size of control. When you saw the U.S. Constitution being written, one of the real rationales that was offered up by the people like Alexander Hamilton and others, which was basically bogus, was we need one central governing authority because the states are printing their own currency and they're inflating their own currency to pay off their war debts. And so if we only have one central authority, a U.S. bank that can handle everything, then everything will be fine. And it's the same thing. If you read this Financial Times article, it's the same sort
of
thing. It's the same pitch. It says here, in an essay posted on the People's Bank of China website, so-and-so, the bank's governor, said the goal would be to create a reserve currency, quote, that is disconnected from individual nations and is able to remain stable in the long run. Well, as we see, it doesn't remain stable. All it does is instead of having little states that issue their own currency or little nations that issue their own currency and could screw up their own den,
like Zimbabwe,
everybody's going to get screwed up by the central government.
Now, presumes everyone will participate, but there are a lot of independent countries out there that not all of them are going to jump
yeah,
on board.
Yeah, but see, the thing is they want to destroy their monetary system so they'll take it.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a 3rd absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Features including live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and even a webcam version of the show, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, if you've been hearing all of this dire economic talk that has been going on in this show within the last half an hour or so, or it's been like 45 minutes, but all of this economic talk, it can seem pretty negative, can seem doom and gloom. What do you do about all this? I mean, it's no easy task to go up and start your own alternative currency. We saw what our friends over at the Liberty Dollar, we saw what happened to them in late 2007 with a Federal Bureau of Investigation police raid on their home office in Evansville, Indiana, coming in, kicking in the door, taking all their office supplies and taking a few million dollars worth of gold and silver and platinum. So, I mean, they had a nice operation running that had been running for almost an entire decade, and then once they got popular enough, the feds came in and they stole it all. Now, they've managed to come back, and they're still in business, and they're still out there putting out their product, but there's really not much else as far as alternative
privately issued value-backed currencies out there besides the Liberty Dollar. I'd like to see some more start up, but I can understand the reticence of an entrepreneur who may not want to have all of his assets stolen from him. So is there some way to decentralize that process? I don't know. I'm not the innovator there, but obviously, getting to an alternative value-backed currency and transitioning to that is going to be one of the ways to avoid damage from the coming financial calamity. But there's not really much that you can do with that. I mean, you can build up your own supply of gold and silver, but it's not a real spendable currency, at least not right now.
It's nice to be able to trade it back in when when the dollars are worth half as much as they are or quarter as much as they are now.
It's definitely something people should look at.
Four times as much as you bought them for.
Yeah, well, people should definitely look at having gold and silver, no doubt about that. But I'm just talking about, you know, what are some solutions to these problems we're looking at here? I mean, we were just talking about this global currency, this idea that's being thrown around all over the place. And I think that one of the solutions is getting like-minded people together in the same geographic region, specifically...
You're saying it just... I'm sorry.
Yeah, specifically here in New Hampshire, and I'm talking about the Free State Project. From creating new and old media to political action and civil disobedience, as well as market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. Mark and I were both Free Staters. We moved here in 2006 from Florida. And Gardner, you're a New Hampshire native. I know that a lot of New Hampshire natives are really excited about the Free State Project because it's making a difference. There are a lot of people, hundreds of people that have moved here to get active for freedom. And some of them, their pet issue is economics. Some of them, they want to work on starting alternative currencies, but they may just not have the capital in order to do it. They may have the ideas, but not the capital. So we need as many people that are of like mind to come here as possible so we can create a free society to help, number one, be free, but to also help insulate ourselves from all of these financial problems that are coming as a result of fiat currencies.
You know, as you were saying that, Ian, you got my gears working. I think there are two ways that this can go. If they start to do this with these currencies, you're either going to have a black market for the good currency, and it's going to be very, very dangerous, or you're going to have people standing up and showing themselves saying, we're not going to take this, we're not going to accept this. And I think really the advantage there is being close to each other, to have more people gather in an area where they have like-minded people.
We just had 32 people show up at yesterday's Social Sundays meeting. It's something that happens on a weekly basis here in Keene, New Hampshire. And this is it's a mind-boggling amount of Liberty people together on a weekly basis. I mean, Mark, you were with me down in Sarasota, Florida, when we used to go to the Libertarian Party meetings, which were also once a week. There were maybe four or five people there.
Right. This meeting was three times the size of the... Now, it's just taking into consideration that this is a metro that is,
75,000.
25,000 in the city, and Sarasota is a city of 350,000.
No, that's not true.
Well, not the city, the county.
Right.
But was the Libertarian Party the Libertarian Party of Sarasota County, not of Sarasota City?
That's correct.
I don't think it met in Sarasota City, because Sarasota City is this tiny little thing that the town has grown out of. And so it's more than 10 times the population, and it was a third of the draw. On the night that we had our candidate running,
election
getting
night.
30%. Yes, it was a huge night. This was nothing. This was very little. It was some kind of, a little civil disobedience by awarding Judge Burke giving Judge Burke an award.
What happened yesterday, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So there's so much more happening here. So much more.
Right. So you keep piling these activists in together, inevitably good things are going to occur, and they already have started. So go and check out freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls, we will talk to, I believe, Dennis is with us in Florida. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen. You there?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you guys talking the other night about getting Alex Jones on your show. Is that something I heard?
We've been throwing around the idea. He's got a new movie out that I think is pretty good. I mean, it's not the purpose of having Alex Jones is not to talk conspiracy theories. I know he likes to do that sort of thing, but to talk about some of the real information he's putting out there about how crooked these politicians are. And he his new movie, The Obama Deception, I think does a good job of really showing liberal-minded people that this guy isn't what he seemed to be. And I think that's a positive. positive thing, and that people, I think it's something that people should see. So that was kind of my idea there.
I got some good radio for you. Jason Burmes agreed to either have you guys come on his show or him come on yours and discuss what you said, important issues. You guys kind of poo-poo the conspiracy stuff, which I don't like to call it that. I call it profound, important facts about, you know, history and what's going on.
They're not important. They're not important.
They are relevant. They are relevant anyway.
No, not really. The truth behind 9/11 or whatever that people like him obsess over is not important to the average American at all.
One iota. There's a lot of conspiracies, though. I don't think he obsesses over any one particular one, but now are you...
This is the guy that... You're talking about the guy that made a movie about the loose change.
He presented facts. He presented facts.
He presented his interpretation of the information he
Shouldn't
collected.
Shouldn't we be debating, like, those some of the people that on the Internet that go out there and they try to debunk the conspiracy theorists? I mean, we don't do that on this show.
We did for a short period of time.
I know your show's not about conspiracies, and there's enough shows about that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
The way you kind of... are indifferent about these, you know, these important facts, to me it's just a little...
Why are they so important?
At some point, we will believe, won't we? Keep jamming it down. We'll believe.
Why are they so important?
Facts, any intellectual person is going to agree to get.
That's right, Mark.
No,
you're a dummy.
I don't know about... Right, I'm an idiot. the fact is... What I see is I see organizations like Popular Mechanics, whom I trust, who just published an article within the last year about the rising police state and the danger of it, saying that, no, I'm sorry, it's legit. Yes, these buildings could have toppled the way they toppled when these two planes hit. To me, I believe that.
That's not why I called.
I wasn't chastising you. I was chastising Mark for going and getting into, well, I'm going to defend myself. I just don't think that what you're saying is that these are important facts at all. If they are even facts, I don't know who's got the facts. I don't know what the facts are, the real facts. And I don't see what the importance is. The conspiracy crowd has been calling this show for years, trying to bring us on board with this stuff.
What about the monetary conspiracy? Not the 9/11 stuff. What about the monetary conspiracy?
Isn't it relatively easy for the average person to grasp that rich people, if they have control of the money, will steal that the value of that currency from them, the people that don't have control of it? I mean, that seems like a relatively easy thing for people to get.
Right, but you guys seem to think that avoiding the simple fact that what you're doing there is great. I love what you guys are trying to do there in New Hampshire. But
I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Telling them the basics about fiat currency and how it all works is great. That helps inform people. But telling them that the Rothschilds plotted on a secret island, more coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an
an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Basically, it works like this. You go, you get signed up, either any major credit card or PayPal or one of the alternative options, and it's essentially a monthly recurring amount that comes out, $3 a month. That's all we're asking. You don't really even have to think about it. It's like the price of a cup of coffee. So if you can skip a cup of coffee, you can afford the Free Talk Live AMP program. And we take that money in and we reinvest it. We turn it right back around and put it back into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Because in my opinion, it's freedom and liberty and the concepts that that go along with it, like the non-aggression principle, not aggressing against your neighbors, the idea that if you want to live free, you have to allow other people to be free as well. It's those ideas that are persuasive to me. And, of course, you contrast that with the existing tyrannical state that we have and all of its depredations and all of the awful things that it does to people. Those are persuasive things for people to hear, I believe, on the radio. And I think that the success of Free Talk Live speaks truth to what I'm saying. The fact that, you know, this show is on dozens of radio stations across the country, the fact that it's a profitable show and that we're getting ratings shows that, you know, we're doing something right here. But yet, here we are on the phone again with another supporter of the conspiracy theory movement. Dennis is on the line in Florida. And Dennis is again trying to convince us that conspiracies are important. Now, go ahead, Dennis. I wanted to make sure you had a fair shot. So go ahead with your point.
I do appreciate that. I do want to first say that you guys are part of the solution up there doing what you're doing in your own way. I mean, there's a lot, there's so many issues when it comes to the truth of what's going on and what's going to happen. God, who can, you know, foretell what's going to happen? It's hard enough to understand what has happened, what's happening right now. But my only point, the only reason I called, because you mentioned basically wanting to talk to Alex Jones. I think it would make for great radio. Of course, he's impossible to get a hold of, but I talked to Jason Burmis, and he's a well-spoken young guy. He's probably around your age.
I'm not interested in talking to the advocates of conspiracy theories. I'm interested in talking to a filmmaker. So I'm not going to accept a substitute for Alex Jones. I don't want to talk to Alex Jones about Building 7. I don't want to talk about, you know, death rays or whatever it is that the conspiracy theories are right now. I want to talk about solutions and how it is we can get from here, where we are today, with all the tyranny that we have, to a more free society. And I don't think passing out DVDs is anything that's, you know, a significant solution. So that's what I want to discuss. So I appreciate your offer, but, you know, he can call in just like anybody else can.
I got you. Okay. Well, you mentioned it, so I thought, you know, I kind of rung my bell, and I mean, you guys are doing a good thing up there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I appreciate you buttering us up. But let's get back into the conversation here.
He does believe it.
That's good. Let's get back into the conversation, because you believe that telling people all of these little factoids and details, and, you know, like all this backstory about, you mentioned the banking conspiracy, right? Which, of course, you can go pretty deep into. You can go back to Jekyll Island. You can go and talk about how they secretly...
Jekyll Island, you can take it all the way back to the Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds,
I mean, you know, more than a century if you
trace it back as far
back
as...
to Alexander Hamilton.
I think that the Templar Knights are involved in this one, aren't they?
Yeah.
Somewhere
you can go back
then?
As far as you want, and you can get into all of the, you know, the dirty details, but... That's just all kind of a sideshow, in my opinion, from the most important fact that fiat money is bunk. You explain what fiat money is. Gardner, what is fiat money?
Fiat money, invented paper money with no real hard currency backing.
You show people that that's what we have today. Pull out the dollars from your wallet. Show them that it says Federal Reserve Note. Show them one that said silver certificate. Explain the difference. And then, you know, you can explain to them why it is that the dollar continues to lose value. It's because it's fiat currency. It doesn't matter that it was, you know, the concept was invented by Baron von Rothschild or whoever in 1600 or whenever he existed. None of that stuff matters. It's historically interesting.
It does matter. The facts that's beyond what you're saying really do matter. I mean, just to simplify it that way, you're not gonna reach anybody. Maybe other than your own audience. I mean, but
do you think that there is?
My point is, these are important things. I know you guys disagree. I didn't call to argue.
Let me just ask you a quick question. Do you think that there is a salutary, that there's a benefit and Ian, I'd love to get your thoughts, and Mark too. Do you think there's a benefit, partial benefit, to telling people about some of these theories, because it will generate even more anger to think that there has
passion.
Been a core group of people, more passion, or do you think that eventually that becomes distracting from finding solutions
to through
today?
That. You have to walk through the fire to be truly on board. I believe that. Maybe you don't, but I do believe that. You got to walk through the fire to understand the truth. And
am I on board?
Until people wake up to it. You guys are doing your thing. I don't know why you poo-poo some of these other things.
The question was, you have to. You made the statement, one has to walk through the fire to be on board, and my question to you is, am I on board?
You're walking through fire. I don't know if you're quite on board.
I'm not walking through the fires you're talking about. I don't believe the conspiracy theories. So am I on board or not?
Mark, which one? Which one? You say all conspiracy. You seem to group everything.
I do not believe that one family of Jewish people control the entire world. I think it's nonsense.
I wouldn't pretend to know, you know, those kind of truths anyway. I mean, I'm more talking a little more general truths.
That's where it goes, man. I mean, and if you want to take it a little farther, they get even crazier, these stories.
You're right. The rabbit holes are many and deep, no doubt about it.
Right. I don't advocate people dig down into them, because it doesn't matter as far as us achieving liberty in our lifetime. If that's what your goal is, to spend hours and hours researching an unending amount of theories and crawling down those rabbit holes, then there's plenty of them to crawl down, as you pointed out. But if your goal is to actually have some effect on the future and to create a better world for us all to live in, then put down the research and get active and start doing something about it. about all this. Absolutely. And getting out there and talking about the melting temperature of steel and, you know, the Building 7 and all of this stuff, it's all very academically interesting, okay? I'll admit to you, there are some interesting questions, there's some interesting points. You can spend time, and it's very intriguing to look into these things. But in the long run, it doesn't change what happened. And it doesn't. And one of the things that's most destructive, in my opinion, is that when you talk about who it is, you know, the Bilderbergers or whoever, you know, who's in the Bilderbergers? Is Hillary Clinton? Is Barack Obama? The bankers and whoever else? You know, these powerful
people.
He's
skull and bones. She's skull and bones.
Yeah. I mean, they're third level Illuminati's and all this other detail. It sets up people to believe that, well, you know, if we could just elect more Ron Pauls, then this problem would be solved. The Bilderbergers would be, you know, would be taken care of. It just sort of sets up the idea that the problem is the people and not the system itself. Mm-hmm. The problem isn't just the people. It's the entirety, the whole concept of an authoritarian state. The whole idea that some people are fit to rule over others, even if they've been, you know, even if people went and cast ballots in some anonymous election.
And people they hide it. They hide that ruling over others within the rhetoric of he's a representative. He represents the will of the people. Well, you know what? If the will of the people, if the people want their wills represented, they can do it themselves. They don't have to vote for somebody to then force people around. The entire rationale of government leads inevitably to all the problems that we have. Anybody who accepts the idea that government has to exist in order to provide protection, it will begin to grow. It will begin to manipulate. It will begin to hurt people.
One of the other things I want to point out here is that when we were talking about conspiracies, you said, well, are you against all conspiracies? Well, no. Anytime you get two people together plotting in secret to do something, you have a conspiracy. So obviously there are conspiracies out there. But when I'm talking about conspiracy theorists in this movement of this conspiracy theorist movement, these aren't historically accepted, and I'm talking about the newer ones. These are not historically accepted ideas. So when you get on there and you say, well, we've got evidence that 9/11 did this and that and this and that, well, you have your evidence and you believe it. I know that. But there are people that believe differently, as Mark was pointing out earlier. And so what you end up getting is this unending battle between two sides. One side believes the government story. One side believes the conspiracy side, of which there are usually at least five or seven different permutations. And so they all, you know, are just consistently battling. One side makes one point, the other makes the other. They just go back and forth, and nobody ever comes to any conclusions. If you want to talk about history, history is a little bit different. I mean, we know the Federal Reserve was created. We know when it was created. We know why it was created. So I think that there's some value in understanding what really happened in history, you know, getting into World War II or getting into the Vietnam conflict, that where there's undeniable evidence about what exactly occurred, whereas if there's evidence that is contradictory or evidence that is questionable from one side or the other, it's just you're sort of master debating, if you will. And I thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. But I don't even advocate people delve too deep into history, because I understand that history is valuable because you don't want to repeat it. But once you get the ideas of freedom, I think it's time to move on ahead into the future and talk about what we can do better from here on out. It's Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.